You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Hey, I was wondering, have you received my SpongeBob body pillow yet? It's, supposed to be here tomorrow. I'm just checking.
I had no idea this was live. Good day to you, fellow truthers. I hope you're sitting down, because today's special report may induce mild to severe bullshititis, in which case you should call 911-111-1111. 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 Abbotsfordshireton in Middle County on Strain upon Thames has revealed that you are wrong and delusional and that all my values, beliefs and opinions are correct. The study, which was sent to yours truly yesterday morning, found that your politics are wrong and mine are right. The incredibly thorough and peer-reviewed study had a remarkably unique methodology. Through neuroscientology, the study coordinators measured the brain size and brain wrinklage of 100 participants who reflected population demographics. The study found an inverse relationship between good politics and brain size and brain smoothness. In essence, the more you agree with my politics, the smaller and smoother your brain and the more right you are. Isn't that uncanny? One would think the opposite would be true. I was lucky enough to land a comment from Professor of Psychobiology, Thornley Wetmouth, about what this study could mean for the future of humanity. Here's the meat and potatoes of that conversation.
Well, yes. This landmark study truly unlocks the potential for an objectively right form of politics, which has never been done in history before. I mean, it's just really, really, really remarkable. I think we can expect to see a glorious eon of civilization in years to come. A society without need or want, hate or fear. I foresee a global nation, freed from the shackles of prejudice with open arms to peoples of every shade, shape or form. No longer are we fueled by nationalistic dogma. Instead, we are all loving brothers and sisters forming a planet-spanning union on this veritable Garden of Eden. As a libertarian myself, it makes me very happy that this study proved me right. After all those years of persecution in high school, for condescendingly explaining liberal economics to my classmates and teachers, I have finally been vindicated.
Oh, all right. We've grabbed one talking head to prove my point about libertarians. I think that's good enough.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, cool. Next week on Politics Now, I'm going to test which is heavier, 100 kilograms of steel or 100 kilograms of feathers. Wish me luck. See you next Monday.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.